we're a traditional defense contractor. We started the firm as an engineering design and analysis type of firm. And then as we progressed through the years, we became a programmatic type of firm. So we're basically in both areas, which are the programmatic support and then the technical support.
And how many people do you have? What's your scope?
We're about 150 employees.
And can you tell us the nature of your work these days?
Well, right now we provide programmatic support to missile systems project offices. We augment the project office staff. Plus, we also do the traditional obsolescence redesign, circuit analysis, mechanical design, mechanical analysis. About 90% of our business is defense-related.
And how do you compete with the big boys to get the kinds of technical employees you need to keep all these contracts alive and going and to win new ones?
Well, it's you got to carry a big stick and swing your way around. But basically, we have been fortunate that within the area here in the North Alabama area, Huntsville, which is the Aviation and Missile Command, basically their program management grounds, we have been fortunate to win two IDIQ, indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contracts on both domains, programmatic and also technical. So having been a prime contractor on those areas allow us the opportunity to compete with the big boys.
And when you hear other companies say that they have trouble competing, especially small businesses, they're always complaining that they just don't get a fair shot. You know, what would your advice be, having just won this award, which, by the way, we want to congratulate you on, and that's really good news for you, and I'm sure you're thrilled with it. And so
it's great news. It's a national award, and there was a lot of great contenders, a lot of a big competition. So I was very pleased to receive the award.
So, all right, so tell other small businesses who just don't seem to be able to navigate those waters, you know, a little bit of your secret formula.
Well, we had a lot of the formula included being at the right place at the right time and having the right folks working for you, the right staff, and also a little bit of luck. What made us competitive, what allowed us to be competitive in the big boys market is the fact that we were a participant of the SBA 8A program, the Small and Disadvantaged program. And there was an opportunity in which the Department of Defense was trying to get a small firm that could integrate large, basically an energy project, and they have set aside that as a small firm, and they were having a hard time finding a firm that could do that. And by a lot of luck, that contract fell on our lap, and that allowed us the past performance and the experience to be able to manage multiple projects, multiple subcontractors. With that experience, it gave us basically, we put the qualifications under our belt to be able to go out and compete for the bigger contract. So my advice is to all small firms is to always keep in touch with the SBA, keep in touch with what kind of contracts have been set aside for small firms, and just to be tenacious and continue going after them, because once you get that first opportunity, then you have the experience to go out and compete for the larger contracts.
Yeah, networking, 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 right?
That's correct. Right. Yeah, I mean, know a lot of people, knock on a lot of doors. And this particular first opportunity we had was with Texas A&M University. They were the one that had the contract, but they didn't have the mechanism to put it under contract with the government. So that's how we partnered with them, and it basically became the trampoline for us to continue winning other contracts.
We're speaking with Ray Almodovar, and he is the co-founder, chairman, and CEO of Intuitive Research and Technology Corporation. And is your long-term plan to graduate from the 8A program and just make it on your own as a large or, let's say, a non-small business?
Well, I believe within our NAICS code, we will probably always be a small firm because it's 1,000 employees, NAICS code or maximum employees. We are now tinkering, facing early graduation from the program because our revenues, they expect an average of $30 million a year revenue, and we already exceeded that. So we're in conversation with the SBA to see how we can navigate around that. And besides, we only have a year and a half from the 9-year program. So we will graduate within a year and a half, or because we exceed the revenue limitation.
Well, we congratulate you on the award and thank you for giving us the insight on what it takes to be a successful small business.
Yeah, not only that, but having too much revenue, that's a good problem to
that's
have.
Right? Yeah. Well, we'd all like that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, good luck.
Thank you so much.